Today's here in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Nazir Daf Mem. Mir Tzashem, we're going to try, ready for Pesach, to start getting ahead a little bit. We're going to try to do Mem and Mem Aleph today. The sugya on Mem Omid Beis runs all the way, and it's a relatively short sugya, to Mem Aleph Omid Beis at the end, and really going into Mem Beis Omid Aleph, so we'll try to do Mir Tzashem two Dafim today. Mir Tzashem, we'll see what happens. So we begin six lines from the top, Mem Omid Aleph, with the words Omer Ochista. We're learning today, Leili Nishmas, Philip Edelsberg, Vega Leah Bas Yaakov. All the shows we learned for should have an aliyah from our learning. So we begin six lines from the top. Mem Amud Aleph, Omer Ruchisa. Ruchisa tells us three dinim. They're all halacha Moshe Misinai, as the Rosh describes over here in Dibra Amascho Ubitar. In any event, the three things are Omer Ruchisa, Lilkos Biachas. If a person cuts even one hair, and he's a Nazir, so that is considered something that he'll get Malkus for. As the Rosh tells us, we'll see a couple of Roshes over here, and the Rosh tells us, Im Gilach Seyar Ha'echad, Loke Im Hisrubo, if he was given appropriate warning, and nevertheless he still cuts off one hair, so he gets Malkus for just even cutting one hair. That's the first Halacha Moshe Sinai Din that Ruchisa tells us. The second one is, La'akev B'shtayim. What does this mean? So the Rosh tells us, B'yom Tag L'cha. So on the day that he has to go, and he's completed his Naziris, he's brought his three Korbanos, and he has to do the Taglachas, so on the day that he cuts his hair, Im Shir Beis Sa'aros. If he left two hairs behind on his head, Lokiem Mitzvahs Taglachas. He didn't fulfill the mitzvah of doing the Taglachas. So that's the second halacha Moshe Misinai Din that Rav Chisda tells us. And the third one is Listar, if a person is going to go, as the Rosh tells us in the next Rosh, Im Gilach Rov Rosho, if he cut off the hair of most of his head, so Soser Nizirus Ad Milos Lo Shloshim Yom Litag L'choso. So then, as the Gemara tells us, Listar Ino Soser Ala Rov Rosho, if he cuts off most of the hair of his head, so then he's going to have to go count another 30 days and have a growth of hair that he'll be able to do a new taglachas on. So these three halacha Moshe Misinai dinim are taught to us by Rav Chisda, and he adds the word ubitar, which the Rosh says, the Dibra Basra ubitar, akulu koi. That's a little bit different than what Tosis understands. We learn it just like the Rosh, that this din, that it has to be with a razor, a tar, is on all three of these halachas Moshe Misinai, that tam ain behem. There is no reason behind this. It's halacha Moshe Misinai that the hair has to be cut with a razor in order to get malchus, even cutting one hair. When you do the taglachas with a razor, you leave behind two hairs. You didn't fulfill your din of doing the taglachas. And if you cut off most of your hair with a razor, so then you have to go a 30-day period of growth before you can do the taglachas that you're supposed to do at the conclusion of your naziris. So the Gemara questions this last comment from Rav Chisda. Bitar in b'midiach rina lo, it must be with a razor to be over these dinim of Rav Chisda, or to fulfill the din of Rav Chisda to do the taglachas properly. If you use some other mechanism of cutting the hair, the din won't apply. Well, wait a second. We learned in yesterday's shir, Voktani, Minayin L'Rabo says, Kol HaMavirin. We said in yesterday's shir that anything that removes the nazir's hair will be over the isra of a nazir taking a haircut. So Gemara says, Elo Ema Ke'ein Tar. You're right, the Gemara says, it doesn't mean over here, Rav Chisda saying it must be a tar, means anything that's like a tar, in other words, that it cuts it down to the scalp. It cuts the hair to the very bottom. A razor cuts the hair almost at the very origin of the hair coming out of the scalp. So to any mechanism that will cut the hair in that fashion would fulfill these dinim that Rav Chisda just taught us. Tani Nami Hochi, we have a Braisa that tells us, in accord with what Rav Chisda just said, the Braisa states, Nazir Shetolash, Meirat, or Sifseif. If a Nazir removed this hair, either, again, we said Tolash means to pluck it in a certain sort of way, it's similar to Sifseif, that he rubs it in a certain sort of way, and he pulls out the hair either entirely or mostly, or Meirat, that means that he used some sort of a sam, some sort of a depilatory type of a potion or cream. So in all of these situations, Kol Shehu, any amount, and the Girsa that Tosus has, which the Rush says he agrees with Tosus's Girsa, and you can also see this in the Rungeberg, that the Girsa of many is Chayiv. In this situation, you would get Malkus if you did this. And then the Braisa adds, Eino Soser El Barov Rosho Bitar. It will, in this situation, only be considered Soser that you cut the hair, that you have to wait till a period of time till it regrows. That's only if you did most of the hair and if you use Bitar. Now, it doesn't literally mean hair Bitar, it means Ke'en Tar, as both the Rush and Tosus tell us. Then we have in the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says the name of Rabbi Shimon, and he says, Kishem Sheshtei Saros Ma'akvos, well, just like we have by the taglachas that you're obligated to do if you left over two hairs, it's not considered a good taglachas. So too, Kach Shtei Saros Sosus Bo. if you cut off even just two hairs, that will cause you to have to restart the count and have a 30-day growth. Not, as the Tanakhama had said, the majority of your hairs, rove saro, but Rabbi Shimon, as quoted by Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, says that just like you left two hairs, you didn't do the taglacha, so too, if you cut two hairs, then you have to start the count again in terms of 30 days to have a growth of hair to do the taglachas on. Okay, so this braisa is in support of what Rav Chisda said. Now, Tanan Hossam, we learned in the Mishnah in Negoyim, it said over there, Shlosha Megalchin, there are three types of people. We'll see in a moment, this is the Nazir, the Mitzor, and the Levi, the Leviim, that when they go and do their taglachas, when they cut their hair, Shlosha Megalchin, v'tiglachton mitzvah, and they have an obligation to do this taglachas. The Gemara will ask in a moment, these are all psukim. We learned this all out from Sukkim, so why in the world are you telling us it's a mitzvah? The Torah tells us it is. We don't normally find the Mishnah telling us beferish what the Torah says we have to do. But in any event, there are these three people, the Nazir, Umetzor, Ulevim. The Mishnah continues, as quoted here by a Gemara. A Nazir, Umetzor, and the Levim, at the time that the Levim were inaugurated into this service, so all the Levim had to be shaven. The Kulan, Shegilchu, Shelobitar, if any of these people who are obligated to have their shaving with a tar, the Nazir, the Mitzor, the Levi, if they had their shaving shalobitar, without a tar, or Oshashiru Shteisarus, or they had an incomplete taglachas, there were at least two hairs that were not cut, so then it's as if nothing happened. Lo asuv lo klum, they didn't accomplish anything, their taglachas doesn't count, and if they didn't use a tar, or if they left over two hairs, so then their taglachas is not considered anything, and they'll have to redo it again. Now, that's what the Mishnah in Negoyim tells us, and the Gemara questions it. Omar, we quote part of the Mishnah. We said, Shlosha Megalchim, these three, the Nazir, the Mitzvah, and the Levim, have to cut the hair, and it said seemingly extra words, V'tiglachton mitzvah. Their taglachas is a mitzvah. The Gemara says, Pshita, it's obvious. V'feirish psukim, as the Rush and Tosos both bring down the psukim. It says Beferish. Now, in the Tosos, the Ramasu Tanan Hossam, he actually quotes that this is a Brisa from Torah's Kohanim, and the Runjberg, as well as the Girsa, that the Rush has, and on the side in the Masoras Hashas, so they teach us that, no, this is a Mishnah in Negoyim in Perek Yudalet. So it's not in Torah's Kohanim, but it tells us there the Psukim, and Rush and Tosos both bring down the Psukim. So Pshita, it's obvious that this is a mitzvah. We normally don't have the Mishnah telling us something that's beferish in the Torah is a mitzvah to do. Of course it is. So Gemara says, no. There's a chiddush over here by telling us v'taglachton mitzvah. What is that? Mal detema, if I didn't have this in the Mishnah, you know what I would have said? Mishum avure seyorhu. I would have said that the Torah just wants these three people to have their hair removed. The Nazir, the Mesor, and the Levim, they have to have the hair removed. And therefore, v'afilu soch, even if you go and apply some sort of a sam, nosha, a sam that removes the hair, in other words, a depilatory type of a cream, even if you just anointed yourself or put on this depilatory cream and removed the hair that way, so you would fulfill the obligation that the Torah said, the Nazir, the Mesor, the Levim have to go and do to remove the hair. So the Chiddush over here is telling us the taglachton mitzvah, doing it with a tar, doing it in that fashion is the mitzvah, kamash v'lon delo, teaching us that if you were soch nosha, if you use some sort of a depilatory agent or cream, something that will remove the hair in that fashion, but not with the tar, you're not yotze. That's why the Mishnah tells us the taglachas itself is the mitzvah. Now the Gemara says, how do we know that? After all, the Mishnah we just quoted from Negoyim says, "Ktani v'chulan shagilchu shlobitar." It said, if you cut your hair without using a tar, so then you're not yotze. It didn't accomplish anything. Lo asuv lo klum. Right? So, bishlam agabi nazir. We understand how we know that by a nazir, because the pasuk says by a nazir. This is how we spent a lot of yesterday's shir teaching us. See, tar lo yavor al rosho. It says, a tar will not go on your head. In other words, you're not allowed to cut your hair with a tar beforehand. But when you have to cut your hair, doing the taglachas at the completion of your naziris, you must use a tar. So tar, we know that you have to use a tar. No problem. And likewise, by the Levim, we also have a pasuk, Megabi Levim Ksiv, it says, the Aviru Sar al Kol B'Saron. You have to shave the Levim when they were inaugurated to becoming the Levim, so all of them have to be waved and they have to be shaved, and this was the Haviru Sar al Kol B'Saram. So they had to have a tar go on them. So Beferish, it says by the Nazir, Beferish, it says by Levim. So there we don't have any questions. But when the Mishnah says that if you were to kul on Shigilchu Shlo B'Sar, that includes the Mitzorah, Lo Asav Lo Klum, how do we know? Ela Mitzorah B'Sar Min Olin. How do we know that the Mitzorah must be done with a tar and can't be done with a Soch Nasha or any other type of an agent? So Gemara says, you're going to tell me, let's learn it out from the other two. Let's learn it out first from the Levim. After all, by the Levim, it says, the Levim require taglachas, and they must use a tar. So let's learn it out. It's a binyanab. It says by the Levim, you must use a tar. So mistama. So too, by the Mitzorah. Afani obvious a Mitzorah. Shehu ta'un taglachas. Requires a taglachas as well. Vein taglachto el b'tar. So mistama, the Mitzorah also needs to be with a tar. Just like if the Levim need a tar, so too the Mitzorah needs a tar. Or it says, no, we could argue with that. Ikalimifrach, we could go and argue with that. We could crumble that argument with the following. Ma Levim, in regards to the Levim, shekein teunim tenufa begufim, as I pointed out before, the Levim not only had to be totally shaven, but they also had to be lifted, right? This was one of the arguments that Korach said to the others, and Korach's wife said to him, said, listen, they're making fun of you, they're shaving you, and they're lifting you, they're playing games with you, they're making fun of you. But that's what the Torah said, that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu said. So this tenufa was required by all of the Levim. So therefore, by tenufa, the Levim, one could argue, they needed a tar because they had this additional stringency also of needing tenufa. Tomar b'mitzora, are you going to say the same thing automatically applies to mitzora? Delo, there's no din of tenufa by a mitzora. So maybe just because the Levim needed a tar, it doesn't automatically mean that a mitzora would need a tar. Someone says, you're right, so let's learn it out from Nazir. Nazir requires a tar. El etesimi Nazir. Just like the Nazir has to have a tar, so too, Mistama, the Mitzorah, when he has to shave, should also need a tar. Someone says, no, not necessarily so. Man, the Nazir, Nazir is different. Why? Shekin karbono ton lechem. When a Mitzorah brings his karbono, so one of them is the aisle, and that's a shlomim. So this is the aisle of the Nazir. It comes with 20 breads, two different types of 10 breads, as we've already discussed previously. So therefore, there's something special and unique about the Nazir, and therefore maybe the tar by the Nazir can't be generalized as a binyanav to the tar by Mitzorah. Therefore, can you tell me that a Mitzorah also needs a tar? Tomer Mitzorah, delo? So therefore, we're stuck. We can't learn out the Mitzorah from the Levim themselves. We can't learn out the Mitzorah from the Nazir himself. And therefore, the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Ela michada lo asya, tesim itar vehon. So we can't learn it out from one of them, but let's learn it out from both of them. Now, the Gemara here has the words, mehei tesi. From which one should you learn it out? I think this is, again, another example of the Lashonos and Nazir being a little bit funny, because we normally say mehei tesi when you have three things, and we say, which two should you learn it out from? Here, there's only two. So in any event, we're going to try to learn out the din of Mitzorah from both the Levim and the Nazir. So, Tesim Levim, if you're going to start off saying, let's learn it out from the Levim, so we just said you can. Ma Levim shekein tunim tenufa begufa, because the Levim have tenufa. So therefore, you can't learn out from the Levim to Mitzorah. But the Gemara says, Nazir yachiyach. Nazir will show that that can't be the critical factor, because a Nazir requires a tar, and he doesn't require tenufa either. So the tenufa can't be the critical factor, because a Nazir also requires a tar and doesn't require tenufa. So just learn it from the Nazir. Malam Nazir, Shekin Tarbon Karbono, Ton Lechem. So you want to say you learn it from the Nazir? We said you can't, because the Nazir's Karbon requires the 2 times 10, the 20 breads that a Mitzorah's Karbonos do not require. So that can't be the critical factor. Levim Yochichu. Let's learn it from the Levim. The Levim don't have Lechem. So again, the Nazir doesn't have Tenufa. The Levim don't have Lechem. So therefore, the Chazer Adin, Lo Rizek, Rizet, Lo Rizek, Rizet. This is a standard way that we do Binyanav. It can't be this common denominator because it's not found by the other one. It can't be this common denominator. It's not found by the other one. So therefore, neither of those two, neither the Tenufa nor the Lechem, must be the critical factor. What's the combination between them? Hatzara Shavishem, what's the common denominator between these two? Shein Tu'udim Taglachas V'Taglachtan B'Tar. That both of them require Taglachas, and that Taglachas must be specifically with the Tar. Now let's learn it out to Mitzorah. Afani Ovias Mitzorah, Shuton Taglachas, since the Mitzorah also requires a Taglachas, Mistoma V'Taglachto B'Tar. So let's learn out from here. That's why the Mitzorah must require his Taglachas to be with the Tar. More questions, as it says, who says? Amalei Rava mi Barnesh l'Ravashi. Rava, who comes from Barnesh, that's not the normal Rava that we have. This Rava from Barnesh says to Ravashi, no, this is another common denominator between the Levim and the Nazir that's not bound by Mitzorah. What's that? We could slug this binyanav up from the following, the Lifroch. Ma la tzad ha-shava. This tzad ha-shava this binyan ab shebehen is not translatable to mitzora. Why not? Shekain, and we turn to mem omid beis, shekain ein karbano bidalus. A mitzora is able to go and bring a karban as a poor person that's different than the karban that a richer person brings. Now that's not true by a nazir, and that's not true by the levium. So can you tell me, therefore, a din that you learn out by the levium and the nazir should be translatable to mitzora? No. Tomar be mitzora shebehen bidalus. Mitzora has this opportunity to have an ease in his bringing of the karbana of his poor, which you don't find by the Nazir and Levium. So therefore, the common denominator cannot be extended. This can't be a binyanad. This can't be a bitzara shove, because there is a common denominator that's present by the Levium and by the Nazir that's not present by Mitzora. So that can't be it. So therefore, you can't learn it out. So that Bryce that we brought down that showed us that a Mitzora must have his hair cut with a tar cannot be proven from the Mishnah in the Goyim. But this leads to another question. What's this other question? So Amalei Rava Bar Misharishya L'Rava. So another Rava, Rava Bar Misharishya says to Rava, that's our Rava, the normal Rava that we have. Hai Tana Meikara Omar. The Tana of this Braisa. This is the Braisa we had at the end of yesterday's shir, where we said that a Mitzora must in fact have his hair cut with a tar. That was on the end of Lamed Tes Amud Beis. So this Braisa, Haitana Meikara Amar, he originally started off to say, Lalamdo Mimitzora Iefshar. He wanted to say that you can't learn a Nazir, that he has to have a Taglachas with a Tar from the din of Mitzora, who requires Taglachas with a Tar. Because we had said, She'ein Donin Kal Mechomor L'Hachmir Lo, because the Mitzora has his entire body hair cut, whereas the Nazir only has his hair on his head cut. So therefore, that's what we said, you couldn't learn it from there. And now, V'hadar Amar Nail of Medina. Now we want to say, let's learn out Mitzora from Nazir. And we said we couldn't do that. This Binyanav didn't work. Medina, Nami Lo Yolof. We couldn't learn it out from a Binyanav. We couldn't learn it out from the Tzad HaShavah Shebehen. So that's what Rava Bar Misharishya says to Rava. He says, what were they trying to do over here? I don't understand. They first wanted to learn Nazir from Mitzora, and then we wanted to learn Mitzora from Nazir, and neither one is possible. So Amalei, so Rava responds back to Rava Bar Misharishya, and he tells him, that Braisa, Hahu, that Braisa from the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Beis, Aliba the Rabbanan, that goes in accord with the opinion of the Chachamim, who knew that the din was and a Mitzora needs to have a tar, which we'll explain momentarily. That'll be the rest of the shir today, this rest of the sugya that's going to go from Mem Omid Beis all the way to Mem Beis Omid Aleph, which is why I want to do this all together. Plus, we're Baruch Hashem already in good position in terms of time to do the extra daf. So, Rava tells us over here that Braisa that says that you can't learn out from the din Mitzora to Nazir because of this Kal V'Chomer, that the Mitzora has all of his hair cut, whereas the Nazir only has his head haircut, so you can't learn it out. So that goes according to the opinion of the Rabbanan that say that the din is absolute, that a Mitzora must use a tar. But what we try to do over here, that goes ha aliba the Rabbi Eliezer. Our Gemara here, when we're trying to learn out the din of Mitzora from Nazir, that goes according to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. So what is this machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer? So before we can get into this, we need to know several psukim. Now, what are these psukim? So there are two psukim that tell us, one by a regular yid and one by a kohen, that you're not allowed to cut off your payas. Now, this pasuk that we first have by a regular yid is v'lo sashchis es pa'as zekonecha. You're not allowed to go cut off the payas of your beard. The areas on your face, there are five areas, your two sideburns on the two sides of the beard, and on the bottom of the chin, the beard area there, there are five places you're not allowed to go and cut off pa'as zekonecha. And that's the din by general people. There's a specific additional mitzvah in regards to Kohanim, where it says, Upa'as zikonom lo yigalechu. They're also told specifically that they can cut off pa'as zikonom. And there it uses the lashon of yigalechu, which implies a tar, as opposed to, by the regular yid, and it says, lo sashchis, you shouldn't destroy, which doesn't automatically, lav dafka, doesn't imply a tar. So you need to know these two psukim. The first one, lo sashlis es pa'as zikonecha. The second one by Kohanim, upa'as zikonom lo yigalechu. Slightly different formulations of the iser to cut off your payas. These are by regular people and Kohanim, nothing to do with a Nazir or Mitzora. Then we have the pasuk in regards to a Mitzora, where it says, Vayah, Bayom HaShivi'i, on the seventh day, after he goes through his tahara process, yigalach es kol soro, the mitzora has to cut off all the hair on his body. And then it tells us what should have been unnecessary to tell us, because it cut off all the hair of the body, includes es rosho, v'es zikano, v'es kabosenov, v'es kol soro yigalach. He has to cut off all the hair of his body, including the hair on his head, rosho, v'es zikano. So we'll have to go and explain what these words come to teach us. So with this understanding of the psukim that we have, now we can understand the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer. Now, the rest of the shiur is going to be spent on derivations. It's a little bit tough to follow sometimes. We don't fully understand the drushos of the psukim, but we just have to follow along as best as we can. I hope I don't make mistakes in what I'm referring to each time, because the psukim are very specific. Mi'ezus Hashem, I'll say it correctly. So, ditnan, we learned in a mishnah. This mishnah is found in Makos. And the mishnah there tells us, the eino chayav ad shil kitenu bitar. A person is not over the issur of cutting off his payas. This is a regular person. Is not over the issur of cutting off his payas unless he uses a tar. That's the opinion of the Chachamim, the Tana Kama. Rebbe Eliezer disagrees with that. This is a machlokas, the Chachamim, Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, afilu likto, even if you cut off your payas, bimalkate ur vihitni. These are various types of what are called planes. These are types of sharp cutting implements that aren't a razor. They're called planes. Malkate and Rehitni. So if you use those as well to cut off your payas, you're chayiv. So this is the machokis. The Tanakhama, the Chachamim say, only with the tar, but not with the malkate and Rehitni. And Rabbi Eliezer says, even if you use a malkate and Rehitni, you cut off your payas, you're going to be chayiv. It has nothing to do yet with Nazir and nothing to do yet with Mitzora. So now the Gemara is going to question, what's this machlokas between the Chacham and Rebbe Eliezer? Where did they each learn out their din from? And that's what we're going to bring in, Nazir and Mitzora. So, Mai Tamai Durabonu, what's the Tanakama, the Chacham's reasoning to say that you're only chayav over here if you use a tar to cut off your payas? Now again, we said that the Chacham hold that a Mitzora also must cut his hair with a tar in order for him to do his taglachas. So we're going to learn one from the other. Titania, we learned in the following brisa. The brisa says, this pasuk, which is said by a mitzora, that the mitzora has to go and cut off all of his hair, galach is called b'saro, es rosho, and it says, v'es zikano. It says, seemingly extra, he has to cut off his beard. So ma talmud lomar, why does it have to tell us zikano? It just said beforehand, es called siro. So of course that includes zikano. So, ma talmud lomar zikano, lefi shenema, because the pasuk in regards to kohanim that are forbidden to cut off their payas, it says, upa'as zikonom lo yigalechu. So a regular person, a kohen, is not allowed to go and cut off his payas. Now, yocho, I might therefore have thought that this din, that a regular person, a kohen, cannot cut off his payas, that I would have thought that that din would therefore prohibit a mitzora from cutting off his payas, even though the pasuk says a mitzora has to cut off all of his hair. I would have said it, except for the payas. I would have said that the mitzora is also not allowed to cut off his payas. Talmud Lomar, it specifically tells us zikano. He has to cut off even his payas on his beard. So therefore, if the mitzora was able to cut it off without using a tar, so I would have said, let him cut off his hair as a mitzora without a tar. This way, he won't be over the isser, because it's only cutting off your payas with a tar that's a problem. So obviously, the mitzora must have to cut off his payas with a tar, and that's why I need a pasuk to tell me, zikano, to tell me that even though I'm going to be over cutting off my payas, a mitzora is allowed and is required to cut off his payas with a tar, because he has to cut off all of his hair with a tar. So here is proof number one that the Chachamim hold that the Mitzora has to cut off his hair with a tar. The Mitzora must cut off his hair, the Taglachas of the Mitzora must be with a tar. Because it says Zikano to teach me that even though a regular person is only also to cut off all of their payas with a tar, so I would have said, so don't cut off your Mitzora beard with a tar, and you won't be over the isser. No, that's why it says zikano. You have to go and do this with a tar. This gives me a dispensation that a mitzora must cut off with a tar. That's proof number one from the Chachamim. How do they know that? Where did they get that from? How do they know that the isser for a kohen to cut off his payas, uba'as zikonom lo yigalechu? So how do we know that that's with a tar? Because that's the only way we know the mitzora that it's with a tar. So the Gemara says that we learn that from the following brisa. When we know in the Bitar, the Tanya, from the following brisa, the pasuk that I've been quoting, so I might have thought, Yochel, maybe, afilu gilchu b'misparayim yechayev, that if you cut off your pace with the scissors, you're also chayev. Talmud Lomar, below Sashkis. That's why we have the other pasuk. The first pasuk that we have, Lo Sashkis Espas Zikonecha, which we said applies to every Yid. So there it didn't use the Lashon of Yigalecha. It used the Lashon of Lo Sashkis. So therefore, I would have said, Yochol, Afilu Gilchu B'Misraim Yechayev, Talmud Lomar, it has to be below Sashkis. It has to be a destruction. Tashkis is like a destruction. Oh, so then if it's a destruction, maybe it's not only a tire. Maybe it's a Malkit and a Rehitni as well. They also cut it all the way down, close cropping it to the scalp, to the beard. So I might have thought that not only a tire, but even a Malkit and Rehitni, these planes, these very sharp implements, they also cut it very, very close to the scalp, very, very close to the face. And therefore, in regards to the payas, I would have said in that situation that you're not allowed to cut your payas with a Malkit and Rehitni as well. No, therefore, Talmud Lomar, Upas Zikonom, Lo Yigalechu. It has to be Bedavko with a tar, Lo Yigalechu. Okay, it's not, how do you accomplish Tashchis and Yigalechu? Ezu Giluach, Sheesh Bo Hashchosa, Heviom is a tar. The only one that fills both, both is Tashchis, it destroys it, but it does it in the Lashon, it's called Giluach. So that's only with a tar, not a malkeit or a hitni, and certainly not a misparayim, and not a scissors. So therefore, this is how the Chachamim show that the din by cutting your payas is only with a tar, and therefore, when you have the extra word, zikano, by a metzora, it means that even though there are other ways that he could cut his hair, you need a pasuk to tell me that he must cut his hair, zikano, which is extra. It comes to teach me that even though he's going to cut his hair with a tar, he's going to cut all his body hair with a tar, it's allowed, even though normally a person is prohibited from cutting off their payas with a tar. Oh, so that's the Chacham Shita. Gemara still questions it. It says, Mimai, how do you know that that's true, that the metzora must cut with a tar? Yes, it says zikano, but maybe the word zikano is coming to teach us the following. Dilma, maybe, la'olam afilu likto b'malkeit u'rehidni nami mitzvah ka'ovet. The mitzvah has to cut off his hair, 100%. But maybe, even if he doesn't use a tar, even if he uses a malkeit u'rehidni, he'll be yotze. Aye, v'akasi lashmina. When it says zikano, that comes to teach us that even though you could use a malkeit and a rehidni, but nevertheless, dafilu b'tar lo mechayev aleh. Even though you use the tar, and a tar is not allowed to cut off your payas under normal circumstances, so I need a special pasuk to tell me, yes, I could use a malkit or hidini, but even if I use a tar, I'm going to be okay. So therefore, that's the Gemara's question. How can you prove to me that you must use a tar by a mitzora? Gemara says two answers to this. No. Amri. If you're going to tell me that you could use a malkit and rehidni, iso kadaitoch, kiovit nami, a malkit or rehidni, shapir dami, that a mitzora could cut his hair on his taglachas, that the mitzora is required to do at the conclusion of his 7 days, so then, kiovit nami, malkit or rehidni, shapir dami, it's perfectly okay to use a malkit or rehidni, so then, don't say anything. Don't write in the pasuk anything, and lishtok kromine, don't mention zikano, and vana amina, and I would say, just like a nazir is doing something wrong, he voluntarily took upon himself this naziris, and nevertheless, he's allowed to go cut off his payas, even though he voluntarily took this upon himself. The Torah gave us permission for the nazir to cut off his payas with the implement. So too, hacha the mitzvah by mitzora, he didn't voluntarily take upon himself tzaraz, it came upon him, and now he's a mitzvah to cut it off. So lo kosher came. So certainly I would be allowed to go and cut off my payas. So I wouldn't need the word zakano. Oh, the fact that it tells me zakano, it teaches me that a malkin or hitni are no good, the Chachamim would say. And in fact, you must use a tar. That's like really reason number one. Now we turn to Mem Aleph Omud Aleph. Besu, we got a second reason for the Chachamim to show you that the mitzora must cut off his hair, all of his body hair, including his beard, which is the payas, even with a tar, only with a tar, and not with a malkin or hitni. Because, Visu, furthermore, I'll show you, because if you were in fact suggesting that you don't have to use a tar, you could use a malkin or hitni, but we just proved that the Chachamim hold that the payas, the only issue with the payas, is if you use a tar. If you use a malkin or hitni to cut off your payas, use a misparayim. If you use an asha, some sort of a salve or a depilatory cream, none of those are the iser of cutting off your peiris, right? There are many of clean-shaven Erlich HaYidin around that cut off all their hair on their peiris because they don't use a tar. They use some other form. A shaver, an electric shaver, doesn't have the status most of the time of being a tar. They use some other form. They clip it with their scissors. So therefore, there is no iser. But if you're telling me that it is permissible to cut off your peiris with a malkin or a hitni, which is the din, so then mitzvah ka'avid midaloksiv tar. If it wasn't, in fact, an obligation to use a tar, so then this would be kiresh lakish. Then you wouldn't be allowed to use a tar to cut off the mitzvah's pays. Why? Because Reish Lakish taught us a very important din. When do we say an essay is dochel osasei? When do we say that the essay is dochel osasei? That's only if you must use the assay to be doche the los assay. But if you can do both, it's much better not to have the assay doche the los assay. So if you're telling me you must use a tar, so then we understand why the absolute obligation to use a tar for the mitzvah will negate the absolute prohibition not to cut off your payas with a tar. But v'imlav, so then only in that situation, but if there was no absolute obligation to use a tar, in fact, the mitzvah could use a malkit or a rehidni to cut off his payas, so then an essay would not be dochel lo sasei. We would say there is an assay to go and cut off the mitzvah's body hair, including the payas, but you don't need to use a tar. Use a malkit or a rehidni. And this way, you'll accomplish cutting off the hair, the assay of cutting off the mitzvah's payas, but you're not over the pas zikonom lo yigalechu, the issur to cut off your payas with a tar. So obviously, the chachamim shita must be that the mitzorah must use a tar, cannot use a malkit and a rehitni. This is the chachamim that we said, they are vaday stating that you must use a tar for the mitzorah to do his taglachas, and likewise, the issur of cutting off your payas, that's only with a tar. And therefore, you have no choice over here. The essay is doche de los essay because there's no alternative. And that's the shita of the Chachamim. Very good. We've explained the shita of the Chachamim. New Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer, my time up. Rabbi Eliezer said, no, you can use a malkin or a hitni to cut the mitzvah as well. So how does he learn that out? So he says, look at the pasuk. You have the extra word meirosho. It says that the mitzvah has to cut off all of his body hair. And then it says, ezekano v'es rosho. So yolef meirosho, from the fact that it says rosho, that's extra. That's how Rabbi Eliezer learns out that the mitzvah can cut off not only with a tar, but even with a malkin and a hitni. The Tanya, because we learn the brisa. Rosho. The word rosho is extra. Matavalova. Why does it say the extra word rosho? Lefish and emar gabe nazir. Because by a nazir it says, tar lo yavor al rosho, that a nazir can't cut his hair with a tar, except when he has to. When he has to do his taglachas, then he must use a tar. So yochol af nazir mitzorah kain. I might have thought that a nazir, who's also mitzorah, would not be allowed to go and cut off his hair with a tar. Tamadoma rosho. That's why I need the word rosho, to tell me that a mitzorah is allowed to cut off his hair with a tar, even though he's a nazir. Now go through the same questions that we just asked a moment ago. So the Gemara says, Mimai, who says that that's true, that the mitzorah's head must be shaved with bedavka a tar? Maybe, in fact, even using a malkit or a hitni, so that would be adequate. That would also fulfill the obligation for the mitzvah to go cut his hair. So then why do we need the pasuk rosho? The words rosho seem to be extra then. So lemeimro dafilu betar. That's, again, coming to teach us that bedavka must be with a tar. So I would have said, hold the gabi nazir, ki ovid betar mechayev. I would have said that a nazir, who is not a mitzorah. So the din is that if he goes and cuts his head, he shaves off his head with a tar, he would be chayev. So therefore, gabi mitzorah, nami l'chayev. So too by a mitzorah, he would be chayev. So therefore, kamash b'lon d'lo. This is what Rabbi Eliezer says. The chiddush is that he is not going to be chayev in this situation. The nazir, who's also mitzorah, is allowed to go and shave his head with a tar. But the question remains, how does Rabbi Eliezer know that the mitzorah, in fact, requires a tar? Again, Rabbi Eliezer only says in regards to the payas that you are chayiv if you cut with a malkin or a hitni. He also agrees that a mitzorah must be dafka cut with a tar. So again, the Gemara says, Iso kadaita, the word rosho was coming to teach us that it's acceptable with a malkin or a hitni, ki ovid be malkin or a hitni, so then mitzvah ka'ovid mid lo kas of tar, kiresh lakish. Then we have the same thing. If you could do it in another way other than with a tar, so you'd be obligated to use the other way. It must be that the mitzvah must bedavka cut his hair with a tar. So therefore, even Rabbi Eliezer shows over here that the Metzorah must cut his hair with a tar. So we've concluded at this point that both the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer, everybody holds that the Metzorah must cut Bedavka with a tar. But now we have to explain, what do the Chachamim do? We understand what Rabbi Eliezer did with the word Rosho. He needed that. What did the Rabbanim do with the word Rosho? Rabbanim, hi Rosho, my Darshidei. What did the Chachamim learn out from the word Rosho? We said the Metzorah has to cut off its Kol Saro as Rosho, we as the Kano. So what's the word Rosho coming to teach us according to the Chachamim? So therefore, Mibaya Luhu, the Chachamim needed Lemidche Lav Dahakofa. There is a prohibition, as we've already pointed out, not only to cut off the payas on your beard, but to cut off the payas that we normally call the payas by the side locks, by the ears, by the sideburns. So that payas is also not allowed to be cut off. Now, I would have said you only are not allowed to, we had this discussion previously, I would have said you're only not allowed to go do that if you're leaving the rest of the hair there, so you can't cut off the payas. But I needed to teach us over here, Lemidche Lav Dahakofa, to go and teach us that this issur of cutting off the payas, of, quote, rounding off, Hakofa, making a rounded area by the payas, that that is also going to normally be osur, but is allowed by the Metzorah. And I would have said to Tanya, Lo Sakifu Pasu Shadi, you're not allowed to go cut off the sideburns. So I would have said, a Metzorah also can't do that. Yochol Af Metzorah Kane. So therefore, Talmud Lomar Rosho, the Chachamim say, that's why we have the word Rosho to teach us that even though you're going to cut off all the hair over there, cutting off all the hair is normally forbidden, but in this situation, it is allowed for the Metzorah to do so because the extra word Rosho teaches us that din. Shmuel says, wait a second. We already taught us that you're allowed to go and disregard the din of payas because of zikano. So why do I need rosho as well? Lomid l'michta rosho, v'tebek lei mi zikano. I already know that it's the assay is over here, dochid los assay by zikano, so of course it's going to be dochid by the payas of the sideburns, just like it's dochid by the payas of the beard. V'tebek lei mi zikano. I should learn it out from there. The tanya zikano, ma tamud lomid l'fishin ma pazikonom lo yigalechu, so yochol av mitzorekei, tamud lomid zikano. We already learned this out. So I know that the assay, the mitzorek, to cut off all of his hair with a razor is going to knock off the pas of Zekano, so it should also knock off the pas of Rosho, of this din of Hakofa. So why do I need a separate pasuk Rosho, Loma li l'michtav Rosho, v'loma li l'michtav Zekano? Write one of them, and I'll know the other one. So Gemara says, no, tzriche, you really need both. Because the kasa rechmana Zekano, v'lo kasa Rosho, if I only wrote one of them, I only wrote Zekano. So then that would teach me, Hava Amina, I would have said, Hakofa's Kola Rosh, Lo Shema Hakofa. I would have said, you know why you're allowed to cut it all off? Because that's not called Hakofa. It's only called Hakofa if you're leaving some hair behind and you're evening it out, so that you're not allowed to do. But if you're cutting it all off, that you're allowed to do. Oh, Lahachi Kosa Rachmona Rosho. That's why the Torah has to tell me, no, that even under normal circumstances, you're not allowed to go and even it out. That's why you need the din of Rosho to teach us this din, that under normal circumstances, if you go and cut off the sideburns and you even it out, that's an isser. As opposed to the opinion we had previously, there's one opinion that said, no, it's only an isser. In certain situations, it's not an isser if you're cutting off everything. So here we're holding that, no, it's an isser if you cut off everything, and that's why we need the word Rosho to tell us that even though it normally is an isser, by the Mitzori, you're allowed to do it. We turn to Mimala from Mudbeis. So that's why it has to have the word Rosho. No, so just write Rosho, because of Rosho alone. And wouldn't I know both? The low cost of Zekano. But if you didn't write the word Zekano, you know what? Hav Amina, I would have said Mashma Tarti. Then I would have said two things you can learn out over here. Number one, the Osei Asei, V'Dochei Slos Asei. Yes, I would have learned out that the Asei of the Metzorah cutting off his hair negates the din of Pas Rosho. Okay, I would have understood that. And I also would have understood Mashma Takofa is called Rosh Ma'akofa. And I would have known that rounding it off, even if you're cutting everything off, is an isser. But I still wouldn't know, Bakati Bitar Minolan. How do I know that you must do it with a razor? That I wouldn't have known. That we needed this pasuk to teach us that the Mitzorah must cut with a razor. That was part of the proof of the Chachamim. Lahachi Kosa Rachmona Zekano. That's why, by having Zekano and Rosho, I can learn out all of the dinim that the Chachamim have to learn out, specifically that the only time you're asur in shaving your entire head or the pas of your zakon is if you cut it with a tar. And the Mitzorah must cut with a tar. However, the Mitzori is allowed to go and negate both the Rosho, the sideburns, and the Paz Zekoncha with the Tar because esse is dochalos esse, and you don't have a choice. Ah, this is the Chacham Shita. We learned this out from all of the Psukim. The last thing we just have to do is Rabbi Eliezer. The only thing we have left for Rabbi Eliezer is, where does he know that an essay is dochalos essay? He doesn't learn it out from over here. He doesn't need this psukim to teach it from over here. The asay asay, the bedochalos asay mean olay. How does Rabbi Eliezer learn out this din of essay is dochalos asay? So the Gemara says, Yolif mi gedilim. We have a pasuk, lo suba shatnes. A person not with shatnes, it tells us several pishim yachtov, but gedilim tase loch al arba kanfos kisuscha. But the mitzvah of tzitzis negates the mitzvah of tzemer upishtim yachtov. So here we have a classical example of an asay making tzitzis is docha the los asay of not having shatnez. And there's no other way. You must have the tzitzis of tzemer and pishtim together. So therefore, this pasuk teaches us, and that's how Rabbi Eliezer learns out, yolif mi gedilim. The pasuk over here tells us that you must make gedilim from tzemer upishtim. So therefore, the Tanya, lo silba shatnez. The beginning of the pasuk says you're not allowed to wear shatnez. Tzemer upishtim yachtov is shatnez. And nevertheless, the end of the pasuk says, and we turn to mem beis amud aleph, ha gedilim tase loch mehem. But you are allowed to go and take the tzemer and the pishtim and make them into tzitzis with the tchelis and the lavan. So there you're allowed to do that. So here's where Rabbi Eliezer learns out that an asay is docha a lo sase. So Baruch Hashem, we did it in pretty good time. I hope it was clear. Again, these derivations are very difficult to understand. But Baruch Hashem, we've caught off already one day now for Pesach already. It's only a month or so away. And Mietz Hashem, this way people won't have to worry about the first 3-day Yontif that we have by the beginning of Pesach and Chutz Laaretz, and even the 2-day Yontif that we have. So people will be able to just focus on the days that we're allowed to listen on the internet, listen to a shiur on tape, and Be'ez Hashem just chazer over on Yontif, the shiurim that we have. So with this, we conclude the two dafim that we did in today's daf. Have a wonderful day.